Chuck, 503-733-2970. In just a few moments, Chuck, CNN Radio correspondent Ed McCarthy. Later on, we got the top five worst song you've ever heard, and Scott Daly from FilmPeopleRadio.com. Mick, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello. Yo, Mick. Mick. John, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not too much. Breaking news.
What's up?
The cause of Anna Nicole's death? Bird flu. You should start letting everybody know that the cause of her death was the bird flu.
The bird flu.
Yeah.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, why not?
That's what she died of.
Well, it's more than what the medical examiner gave out.
Okay, well, that's true. All right, well, that's the only reason you won't get the wah-wah sound here, because I really can't fault you on that. No, that is true. All right, there you go. That's John. Yeah, that's pretty much the worst press conference that we've ever had. Let's see. You got all of this about the... what's it? Rick, I used to live in the same block as a rehab center for street drug addiction, and they would occasionally have break time to go out. Oh, this is about Lindsay Lohan. They would occasionally have break time to go out in the street, which, by the way, was infested with drug dealers because they always go where the business is. I always observed that almost to a person, they smoked. Now, a heroin addict, for example, has to refuse all potentially addicting painkillers like codeine and Vicodin and morphine, but they're allowed to smoke, with tobacco being one of the most addictive substances known to man. Just so you know, rehab doesn't make any sense. This is because of our Lindsay... are many Lindsay Lohan questions here. Rick, let's see. I second that the medical examiner was from Pakistan. I also second that he was completely useless. Where did he get his degree from? Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea. He just came out. So, I'm really unclear about what, if any, actual information was in that. There was just nothing. All right.
Well, he's used to alligator autopsies.
Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy, joining us from the South. Hello, sir.
How are you?
Okay. It's been a bit of a busy 2 days. How are you, my friend?
Very good. This was a very hectic news conference here, trying to get through it, and then I had a live shot on the network, and of course lost my glasses in between.
Fantastic.
Somebody found them, gave them back to me. Now I can't find them again. There they are. They're in my pocket. How about that? And we're back. We're back to normal again. Finally got to the car.
It's your best day ever. Were you at this press conference that just happened in Broward County?
Yeah. Let me just give you the skinny, so to speak, out here.
Yeah, because the medical examiner, God bless him, he sounded like he had almost no information to share with anybody about anything.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Of course, it's medical ease as well, so, you know, that's part of the problem. But he had said that after this, this is Joshua Perper, he's the chief medical examiner, and he says the autopsy excluded the possibility that physical trauma, such as firearm trauma, sharp weapon injuries, blunt force, or any of that contributed to or hastened to the death. There was a minor bruise on the left upper back, he says most likely related to a reported fall in the bathroom several days ago, and the autopsy revealed a moderately enlarged liver. Subtle findings in the heart and gastrointestinal system. So we're giving you a lot of medical stuff. The bottom line on this thing is that he says it's estimated the results of the multiple tests, the clinical, pathological, and laboratory data, that's going to take about 3 to 5 weeks. So this is going to be around a while, this story. Meanwhile, they're going to freeze the body here and keep the body here. She was sick with symptoms of stomach flu for several days, and they mentioned the time of death and when they took her. So,
I'm sorry to interrupt. Did he say that they took a DNA sample from her already? And if so, I mean, why, if they're keeping the body, why are they also keeping a DNA sample? It seems like you do one or the other.
Yeah, I think they're doing it because there's going to be all kinds of stuff that's going to happen legally here, and we're going to have to find out how those things shakes out down the road here for the next few days. This is a story that's not going away right away, that's for sure. So, anyway.
He did say, and I know you're under the gun here, but he did say real quickly that there were nothing illegal. They didn't find any illegal drugs in her body.
Did not say that at all. Did not say that at all. In fact, he said they did not find any illegal drugs. As far as, you know, the amount of drugs, that is something that, you know, you have to look at. The medical examiner is not ruling out drugs or natural causes. The investigators say they did find prescription medicines, but no illegal drugs. So that's what we're looking at right now. And basically, to be honest with you, it was a long news conference, but really not a lot said.
No, it seems true. And they kept, and you can see that the journalist kind of kept pushing him, and there was just not a whole lot that the guy had to. I didn't get the feeling he was covering anything up. I just got the feeling he didn't really have a lot to say.
Yeah, at this particular point, yeah. You know. So, you know, 3 to 5 weeks, and we'll see what other tests they came up with, and we'll have the guys that are here, Inside Edition, Extra, and all these guys are all out here. Access Hollywood, you name it, man. They are here.
All right, man. Well, I know it's going to be a busy day and a busy weekend for you, so try to get some rest, and we will talk to you in the immediate future, my friend.
We will.
All right.
We will, absolutely. Take care, Rick. Thanks so much for your patience. I'm sorry about the missed call.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it at all. There you go. CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy, ladies and gentlemen. All right, it's 503-733-2970. I was going to do the worst song. Here's the thing. I just went into the kitchen. I know this sounds like more of me just bitching about the tiny little stuff. I went into the kitchen to get some coffee, and of course, it's always right when you really want the coffee that you run out. So I went in there, and there was that sad sound of just like the pressing on the handle, nothing comes out. So I was going to do the worst song here, but that really does require some caffeine in my body so I can properly weigh in on it. So what we should do here is let's, because we are so behind on the news because of this press conference, they're really just, do you realize we actually spent more time waiting for the press conference? I mean, really, everything that was usable in that press conference could have been given to us in about 35 seconds.
A 10-second soundbite.
Yeah, really, it could have been, I do not know anything, and I am small and misshapen. Thank you. And that's it. There you go. That would have been the extent of what the guy had to say. So let us go to the Ministry of Truth and hear from your president, prophet, and seer and revelator, Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Jaja Gabor's four publicists lashing out at her husband for claiming he could be the father of Annie Nicole's daughter. He tells TMZ that Frederick von Anhalt is a chronic fabricator who likes to inject himself into current events and see himself on television. I don't think he's ever been successful.
I was just
the first time we've heard of him.
Never,
no one knows what he looks like or where he's been. Apparently, he doesn't do this very well.
It's a new hobby. He's just picked it up. Well, how old would he? Okay, first of all, let's just take all my thoughts in no particular.
We don't know very much about him. And as PR people, I'm doing a very good job because we really don't know anything about him.
I wonder if he has a PR staff, and I wonder if they did that presentation where they show like a bunch of Microsoft, Apple, Ford, you know.
Take the poll. Is the prince a liar, yes or no? Let's put no just for the fun of it and see what happens.
Okay, how old is Zsa Gabor? And are all the Gabors alive? Well, not all of them.
Well, no. Ava Gabor is dead.
Ava Gabor is dead. Zsa Gabor is still alive.
Yes.
But like 100. And this is who? This is her husband?
Yeah.
Her ex-husband?
No, her current husband.
Her current husband. How old is he?
He's the count of something or other. And we don't know very much about him. But apparently 89% of close to 10,000 votes say the prince is a liar.
All right. Well, but it doesn't matter because there's now three viable contenders for being, I swear to God, that press release about...
Well, if you include the sick son thing, that's four.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you this. Let's speak just among ourselves here. Just speaking together as adults. Did anybody in this room put any credence on the son thing?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know why. Maybe because it would just be so terrible.
Because it's kind of sexy. Yeah.
Oh, you're wrong.
Channeling Aaron.
Just how messed up would that be?
The answer is very messed up, but typical. I mean,
these reports, they're saying that she was panicking because everyone's going to find out the truth about who the father was.
Yeah, but when you say reports, what you're basically saying is like Jen Lane. You know, well, there's somebody at the bar yesterday said that Anna Nicole Smith was panicking.
No, I'm like gossip.
Is Jen Lane on Entertainment Tonight?
Well, you know, that would explain. But I got an email from Jen that was like, you know, they were gonna find out that the kid was the dad. That would explain why the lawyer is just so insane.
Why you wanted to kill why he wanted to kill Daniel.
I didn't say that. I don't know that he wanted to kill Daniel. That's Sarah Dillon.
I would never say that.
That would explain why he's so crazed to keep the baby away from prying whatever.
These salacious rumors must stop.
No, they don't. No, these salacious rumors have to continue. These salacious rumors must be inflated and circulated and given currency in the cultural lexicon. When I say it would be sexy, I don't mean sexy as in sexy. I mean, it would just add like so much. I mean, it would immediately elevate her whole her life to. It would just become far more infamous than she ever would. Now, it would immediately make it one of the most compelling stories of our time.
We've seen her show. She's obviously crazy.
And she's a hick. Maybe he wasn't. Okay, how about this? Maybe. We're just going so far afield. We are such irresponsible journalists. CBS Radio Portland endorses and advocates.
It's totally a shame of us all.
We represent the
Edward R. Murrow's ashes are turning over in his ocean.
The opinions of the Rick Emerson Show represent all of the represent everyone at CBS Radio Portland. Maybe the baby was hers with Daniel, but Daniel wasn't really her kid. Maybe Daniel was her brother.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, why is that worse? Why is it you put some plausibility in her humping her kid?
It's worse that she birthed him and then she fell with the humping. Oh, man. Wrong.
Okay. Let's see. Rick, this email says, first, who cares where the doctor comes from? He's clearly a foreigner, therefore not to be trusted. Secondly, I would totally buy a chunk of Anna Nicole, especially her rogue nipple. I would pickle it. Okay. It's 503-733. That's simply that someone in the audience weighing in with their thoughts. It's 503-733-2970. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, let's see if this contraption is working now. Anna Nicole's mother is making the talk show circuit, and she was on Good Morning America talking about Anna Nicole's lifestyle.
When Daniel died, I told her then, I said, Vicky, be very careful, baby, who you hang with, because she might be next, and now she's next.
Okay.
You can't laugh.
I'm sorry. Well, no, I mean, that kind of sums it all up. You know, they
I don't think Anna Nicole was taken seriously in life. Why should she be taken seriously in death?
You know, they are simple folk, but even they have their wisdom.
They're the salt of the earth.
I mean, really, who can argue with the mom's assessment? I told her she'd be next, and now she's next.
It's very to the point.
Really, it's a little brusque, but I mean, who can really argue with the essential truth of that statement? Apparently Zsa Zsa is 90. The husband is Prince, 59. So there you go. Mark, hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
Hey, he was a count. He was the Count of Chocula.
Okay.
There we go. Hey.
What's with all this morning show?
Seriously, what is wrong with the audience today? Because first we had to go, she died of the bird flu, and then the guy said... What did the astronauts smell of? It depends.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree that press conference was an historic event?
Ha ha ha. He's messing with you.
Go away.
All right.
Hang up. Thank you. All right. 503. So I wasn't even going to play the break. I said I was just going to make him go away. Here's Tim Riley.
Anna Nicole Smith, mother of Bergie, said she believes Anna overdosed on drugs.
I think she had too many drugs, just like Danny. And I tried to warn her about drugs and the people that she hung around, and she didn't listen.
And now she's next. Rick, looking at the doctor, it's obvious to me he is from Vancouver, Washington. Just a huge bean-like misshapen head like a legume. Just because he has an accent doesn't mean he isn't just as American as you or me. Stop hating America, Rick Emerson, you flag burner, troop hater. Anyway, if you ever get tired of reaching inconclusive results through medical examinations, you could have a brilliant career replacing Tony Snow. Wah, wah. Let's see, what else do we have here? How about this? Rick, the doctor is from Cuba. Next one. Rick, the doctor is from Kenya. Okay, no one knows. Here's Tim Ryan.
Cuba, Kenya, they're all the same. Yeah. Anna Nicole Smith's mother says she tried to help her daughter.
The people she was around wouldn't let, you know, us get close to her and let any of us around her talk to her. But she shouldn't be dead. She should be still alive to raise her daughter.
Well, I'm sorry, that's just not possible. I think, if only you thought of that idea last week. Only the idea that she shouldn't be dead. Well... there's not really much that can be done about that at this point. That's what we call irreversible. Okay. I bet Britney Spears somewhere is really irritated that she didn't overdose first, because now she can't. Now she'd just be a poor man's Anna Nicole Smith. Britney, your chance was last week. You waited too long to overdose. Because now you, well, that's what I'm saying, now you can't. When is the last time we had a celebrity overdose?
I mean, a fatal one.
No, there's been, well, I'm trying to think if there's been a big fatal overdose since River Phoenix. I can think of Shannon Hoon. He doesn't really count, though.
There was somebody big?
Yeah, I mean, there was the What's-His-Guts, that idiot from Blind Melon. He died. And then there was What's-His-Guts, that idiot from Drowning Pool. He died.
Oh, I was thinking of Elliot Smith, but he stabbed himself.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Stabbed himself and was covered in scabs.
That's not putting very much thought into it.
No, it's, well, no, the stabbing yourself is pretty impressive. Isn't it here? Did he die here? Or was it like it somewhere else? Was it San Francisco?
I don't know.
Might have been the Bay Area where he died. Stabbing yourself to death
died the same week that Jonathan Brandis did.
It's a little... What, did he hang himself?
He hanged himself,
okay,
yeah.
But that's not an overdose. The Anna Nicole Smith is the first big celebrity overdose, I think, in a long time.
Congratulations.
Well done. Now, the stabbing yourself to death... the stabbing yourself to death is the...
Yeah, you really mean it.
No, I mean, it's...
If you're stabbing yourself, you're ready to die.
It's impressive. Here's the thing about stabbing yourself. That's like those monks that used to set themselves on fire because they were protesting the Vietnam War.
That was really cool.
It really was. I mean, that's... George Carlin made this observation. You know, that's how you do a protest. You know, but everybody, the pussies, they don't know how to protest. Set yourself on fire and remain there immobile while you go up in flames like a cinder. That's impressive. Stabbing yourself to death, like Ellie, it wasn't even with a razor blade, like a knife, like a pokey knife, and it wasn't even the wrist. Didn't Elliot Smith literally stab himself in the heart? Which is sort of a poetic way to die. I mean, he was a tortured artist and so forth, and now he's dead. Shouldn't be next, and he's next. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, back to some eternity, shall we? Anna Nicole's former attorney, Lynn Leeds, says Anna's 5-month-old baby girl, Daniel Lynn, has millions of dollars coming to her. He said the decision being made in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals whether Anna and her heir will receive $80 million or maybe nearly $500 million. Leeds said if Larry Burkhead is given custody of Anna's baby, he will be in charge of that fortune.
Means that he could be the guardian of the child and would really be in control of all of the money, although he has to be supervised by the court because it is an infant, and they would probably appoint a guardian ad litem to protect the infant.
Wait, so the baby's his, he gets the money?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's total. That again is more reason why that Howard K. Stern guy has to just hold on to that.
How does he have so much money?
Because wasn't that the settlement from the J. Howard Marshall guy?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Because that was the thing, is they were like they tried to give her a bunch of money to get her to go away. It was like, you can't have $2 billion, because that's what the guy had. It's like he left her like $1.6 billion, and they were like, you can't. We're not giving you that. But like, here's like $400 million, like, go away. She's like, no, he was my husband, I get it all. And that was the thing, is they just kept fighting about it. Yeah, and she doesn't even have that money yet, apparently, but that is the money that could theoretically come to her. It's 503-733-2970. Pat, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hi, Rick.
Hey.
I think the doctor that gave that briefing was the fellow, that East Indian guy out of Portland, Dr. Patel, a.k.a. Dr. Mangala.
I have no idea who we're talking
about. Another bad joke.
Yeah, seriously, who are we even referring to here? You can't refer to someone as Dr. Mangala. That's beyond the line, sir.
Well, Tim, help me out here.
Who is Dr. Patel, Tim?
He is the doctor of death.
That doesn't really help me out.
All right, he is the man allegedly responsible for the deaths of Australians at a hospital he worked at.
Here?
In Australia. And then he came to live here.
Well,
Portland.
He came to retire to spend his emeritus years here.
Yes.
After you're done killing patients left and right, spend the rest of your life in glorious Beaverton, Oregon.
And he had patients that died and got mangled up here as well. But, the wheels of justice turn slowly, so...
Well, where is he now? Why have I never heard of this guy?
I think he's being extradited to Australia. Is that right, Tim?
I believe so, yes.
Tim's making that up. He didn't know.
And I'd like to point out that it was Portland that harbored your little Dr. Mangala, not Coover City here. So let's keep those barbs and insults flying southward, not northward.
What? Hello?
Yeah, hi there, you're losing me.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, sir. All right, there you go. Yeah. So we get a little snotty for being from Vancouver. It's 503-733-2970. Let's see. This says, the son is so the dad. Let's see. Remember how many times the son would crawl into bed with mama all the time during her reality show?
Every night she'd be like, come here. And they would sleep under the covers together in
bed. Really?
Anna when just, he was a teenager.
Anna just didn't like sleeping alone. Who better to teach your boy the facts of life than his mother dearest? I feel dirty, says this email. Well,
we feel totally dirty for hearing it.
We should take bets.
Bet on who the father's going to
be?
You know there's a Vegas line. You know there's a Vegas line on that. I mean, there has to be.
Well, who do you guys think it is?
Man, I don't know. It's not that Howard K. Stern guy. There's no way.
No.
He is not the father.
He's an opportunist.
I'll guarantee you that he's had sex with Anna Nicole Smith like 100,000 times, but there's no way he's the dad. I'm just saying, I just don't see it, because he's... this sounds weird, but it's like he's trying too hard to hold on to that kid, and he's doing it in a really bizarre way. Like that Larry Burkhead guy, he may not be the dad, but he believes he's the dad. I'll give him that.
He's got a fighting chance.
No, that Larry Burkhead guy, he may or may not be the father of the kid, but I'll guarantee you he believes he is. Maybe he isn't, but he thinks he is.
You know what? Maybe he is, but maybe Anna Nicole's freaking out because maybe she did sleep with her son, and she was worried that it was, even though it might not be.
It's just like Primary Colors. It's just like Jack Stanton in Primary Colors. The blood test doesn't prove you're the father. In fact, I'm pretty sure you're not. But you didn't. Do you ever seen Primary Colors?
No.
Oh, I won't ruin it for you, but it's a great, great movie, but it's a little thing. But this does prove that you thought you might have been the father, and that means you effed her. Sorry, it's just a whole weird
totally
thing
right.
with an underage girl.
She was freaking out about it. I mean, that means that possibility happened.
Come on, and you know you want it to be the case. That's the thing. That's in your black little heart, Sarah Dillon. You know that you want it to be the case. The thing is, we'll never know, though.
We will. They had to take...
Well, no, we know if the kid...
everyone's DNA.
Well, we know if the baby was the son's. We'll never know if the baby... If the kid is Larry Burkhardt's, though, Burkhead's, we'll never know... if she and the son were getting it on. So we'll just have to assume that they were. Until it's proven otherwise, I will continue to believe from this day forward that Anna Nicole Smith and her son had familial and biblical relations. That will be the default position in my head until it is proven otherwise. Let's see. This is mailman Chris, who's demanding to... It just says, put me on now. I demand it.
Postman.
All right, there you go. That's mailman Chris. Hello.
Hey, but, you know, this whole thing, I'm just laughing because all of a sudden the one thing that popped into my head was South Park. Cartman's mom's a dirty whore.
Oh, totally, yeah.
The ending of the episode, was it Larry Burkhead?
Totally.
Daniel,
totally.
The 1991 Denver Broncos.
And it'll just end up that Anna Nicole had a penis.
I would be willing to put money on, if you watch the show, put money on her assistant, Kim, who was supposedly a girl, but you never know.
All right. Well, who was you saying, Sarah, who were you saying was on Larry King last night? It was all mental and broken up?
Yeah, Storm just wrote me about it, I guess. China Doll.
The wrestler?
The wrestler was on there, and she was, they were friends. They just did some movie together called Illegal Aliens. And
oh, right. Yeah, that's a sci-fi film.
Yeah, and I guess she was, Storm wrote me and said that she was just wasted on the air and just, that's so sad.
Yeah, all right.
If you've seen China's video, it might have been China.
Seriously. Have you seen China's sex video?
No, you have that one.
Oh, you don't want to see that. You don't want to see. It's a bad, yeah. I don't even want to say it. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Talk to you later. Right,
there you go. Yeah.
It would be too good. Not too good, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I know. Oh, Rick Emerson knows.
It'd be too much if the son was the father. No. Oh, my God. My head would explode.
That's what I'm saying. It would be the greatest the celebrity gossip story ever. I mean, in the history of... Well, and the thing
how
is now...
How bang?
She was hot. I mean, you know. The thing about it is, though, like, even that didn't happen, like, it doesn't matter, because now it's like, that will always be whispered. Like, that thing about Catherine the Great and the horse, it'll just be whispered about forever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It'll never be resolved.
You're right, there's no way to know.
Totally. Scott, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah, I figured out that doctor, by the way you describe him and the way he sounds, he's that mad scientist off the Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Do you mean the one where he kidnaps Bugs and Bugs floats back home on the ether trail?
Yeah, he has that sign above his castle, like mad scientist.
And he's got the huge, weird, bald head.
Yeah. I haven't seen a picture of him, but the way you describe him, that has to be him.
I'm trying to remember how that guy talks, though.
Yeah, he talked real funny. I can't remember quite, but he sounded pretty much like that guy on this.
All right, excellent. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right, there you go. All I remember that mad science was a different episode, I think. Was that the same cartoon? Was that the same Bugs Bunny cartoon where he was like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hare kind of a thing or whatever? Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. It's 503-733-2970. Have we taken our 20?
Nope.
Damn. Oh, we got Rube, too.
Oh.
Good God almighty. All right. We'll break. We'll come back with Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth. Jim Roop from Los Angeles. We'll get more of your phone calls as well. Later on, the worst song you've ever heard, Scott Daly and Scotty J. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio. And if you want to
performer's new video. And if I ever record an album, I want this guy to produce my make me beautiful duet. Cause he's freaking genius. Like a comet, blazing across the evening sky. Like a rainbow, fading in
Scotty to thank for that, by the way. Scotty came up with the homies. I got the best song ever. You've got to play it. It's by Michael Jackson. I'll go put it in your computer right now.
Oh, my God. We've had Jim Rip on that for like 10 minutes.
Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Radio Program from Los Angeles, CNN Radio correspondent Jim. Oops. Hello, sir.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted you to hear a little Michael Jackson ditty.
It was wonderful.
Gone too soon.
Yeah, I was all misting up.
Yes. Scotty Gator, but he's like, I got this. It's the best song you've ever heard. I'm just going to put it in your computer to play. All right. Hey, let me ask you right now. We're taking a little poll. Of the people you think might be the father of Anna Nicole Smith's baby, are you coming down to the side of A, the lawyer Howard K. Stern, B, Larry Burkhead, C, this nitwit who's married to Jessica Gabor, D, her other dead kid, Daniel?
You know what? Interesting you should say that, because that has been a strange relationship from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know that, but at least it seemed weird anyway.
Well, Sarah noted that, and several people made this observation too, that during her reality show, there were lots of shots of him crawling into bed with her and snuggling with her and sleeping with her well into his teenage years.
Huh?
So, I mean, you know.
That's just a little strange.
She is from the South, I know, but it's there's a weird. there's a weird
Jimmy
vibe.
Doesn't seem opposed to
him. He's not saying no. You're not saying you don't believe it.
I'm not ruling anything out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a bizarre. Well, because clearly that Howard K. Stern guy is not the father. There's no way. He is, this is the only way I know how to put it, is that he is fighting so hard to keep that baby, but he's doing it in a really weird way. I don't know what it is. There's a weird vibe about the way that guy is refusing to let anybody near the kid. It's almost like that they're going to, you know, show up and the kid is, you know, whatever. He's going to, you know, the kid, they're going to show up, the kid's going to be Asian or something, and it's clearly not his. The Larry Burkhead guy, though, acts like a guy who at least believes he is the father. I can't believe that I know so much about this and that I have any personal investment in this. This whole thing just horrifies me. So, well, whatever.
Well, it's weird, man. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
And I apologize for yesterday, by the way.
What was yesterday? Oh, yeah, well, you know, it was a busy day, and everything just kind of went kaflooey all at once. Everything just sort of went nuclear yesterday, yeah. Well, what are the people saying about this, Jim? The people on your beat there in the L.A. Hollywood area?
You know, oddly enough, people are saying, you know, who they feel bad most for is this little girl who's never going to know her birth mother.
Yeah.
Because there's a good chance she'll wind up with nothing. You know, this $500 million inheritance in the balance here, she's going to wind up with nothing. So whoever the sap is that actually winds up, you know, being proven or getting custody of her, if they're in it for what they may benefit from that inheritance, they may be in for a rude awakening if this thing in Texas doesn't work out in her favor.
And that's just been going on forever, because originally the guy left her like the whole estate, and then it was just $2 billion, or then it was whatever, and then they tried to give her a settlement, and she wouldn't take it, and then nobody knows.
And who knows what the provision is in her will?
That's true.
We don't even know she has a will. I haven't. People have been using that word will ever since she died, but I've not heard anyone conclusively say whether she has one or a living trust or something written down on a piece of paper. She's 39 years old. Who thinks of that at age 39?
I'll guarantee you if she has a will, it was written by that Howard K. Stern guy.
He probably knocked one out real quick.
Yeah, no,
he's in boats.
Seriously, you know, as soon as he saw her breaking the seal on the bottle, he was like, let me sign this first, you know, so.
Well, I think it's interesting, too, that did you have Ed McCarthy on?
We did.
And they found nothing? They found no pills in her stomach? Is that true?
No pills in the stomach and no evidence of, as they said, no evidence of illegal drug use.
That's going to be weird to find out what the...
I'm saying they have to come up with a solution, because this can't be one of those things that they never discover, because I'll have to kill myself.
Toxicology will tell a lot.
I hope so. I mean, because it just can't, it can't be one of those things
something
that goes unsolved.
You know, and if they ruled out, if they looked at her heart and it looked okay, I mean, she's had a lot of stress on her body over the years.
They said there was minor damage, like very, very microscopic damage, like heart and some liver, blah, blah, blah. But
how did they explain the blood in her stomach?
He had some explanation for that.
Because of the shock?
Yeah.
The shock she went to before she passed?
Yeah, it was like you're, you know, just like your body kind of freaking out right before you die.
No, I understand that.
But
I've covered many deaths.
Yeah, that's true. What's the most famous death you've covered?
Well, Ronald Reagan would be the most famous.
What's the most, let's see, have you ever seen...
The most bizarre?
What's the most famous non-politician death that you've been on the scene for? Bill Harmon?
Yeah, but he wasn't the most famous, I wouldn't think. That was a slam dunk, though. He shot himself. I mean, you know.
Phil Hartman? No, he didn't. His wife shot him.
Well, whoever shot him. He was dead.
Well, it was dead.
He got a gunshot wound.
Yeah. And it was Chris Farley. Chris Farley.
Chris Farley was a hard one for me to accept. I don't like that. John Candy was kind of hard for me to accept, too. Although,
yeah.
Just because, you know, you hate seeing guys who get weird just for you. You know,
totally.
So you can enjoy yourself. They don't, you know. Chris Farley never cared anything other than entertaining people.
Right. Right. Well, what always sucks about a guy like Chris Farley dying is, and this is a weird thing. They will actually put this on some death certificates, or at least they used to. I don't know if they still do. Like John Bonham from Led Zeppelin, his the actual finding was because he drank himself. You know, he choked on vomit. He had like 15 Black Russians or something in like an hour. They classed it as death by misadventure, which is always an interesting, weird. That's a weird way to die, because it basically means you were just kind of having, you know, like, literally too much fun. It's literally just too much of the wrong kind of fun, you know. And then your body's just kind of like, f this, you know, and just falls apart. The Chris Farley thing, it weirds me out, because again, it seemed like it was a total accident. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, he was just, you know, just at home and just did one too many shots of whatever, anything. So
I think the most gruesome one was probably the Simpson murders.
Oh yeah, yeah. Now, have you been on the scene of that?
Yeah. One of the investigators was a friend of mine, so I got in there pretty good.
Really? So was it? I mean, was it hideous? Was it tough to look at?
Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
How unfair, by the way, that Anna Nicole Smith, who I spent a long time as a younger man lusting after his dad, but O.J. Simpson still alive. O.J. Simpson alive, Paris Hilton still alive.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just seems wrong, man. And Andy Dick continues to live, and I don't really dislike that guy, but it does seem like he ought to have been dead many hundreds of times by now. It's all very, very confusing. So, all right, well,
it is tragic nonetheless. I mean, it really is. It's unfortunate. And, you know, what was weirding me out more than anything else was everybody picked on her for a long time. And then the gushing on the accolades when yesterday on the local newscast, I'm like, come on, man.
Oh, it wasn't just a local newscast. A little website you may be familiar with called CNN.com.
Yeah.
They put up, like, the most glamorous shot of her. She looked like Princess Diana.
Was it the one from her Playboy cover?
It wasn't the Playboy one where she's in the evening dress. It was one that was, you can tell, I don't want to say Photoshop like they'd altered, but I mean, it was brushed. It was brushed, but it's like they put her against a black background and they put, like, a golden glow around her. With the 67 to 2007, and she was very tastefully dressed and like this very nice, reserved, but beautiful, like elegant hairstyle. And it was just totally. And then, like, when in reality, 80% of the time I've ever seen Anna Nicole Smith, she's either had her whatnots hanging over the edge of a bathtub in Playboy, or she's been like, you know, she's been squatting on a porch somewhere eating snack chips, you know what I mean?
Or completely wacko, like she was at the MTV Musical Awards.
Completely wacko with duct tape on her boobs. I mean, that's really it. That's how she spent most of her life. I mean, God love her. The thing, and I've gone on at length about this over the last day or two, the thing that I loved about Anna Nicole Smith was, A, that for the first time in a long time, when she was Playmate of the Year, she was had a different... I'm not going to say that she, like, completely reset the beauty standard, because, I mean, she was a blonde with you know, big breasts and whatever, but, I mean, but she was different than all of the sort of the stick women that you saw in Playboy for a long time. I mean, she is actually, to this day, the heaviest and, I believe, tallest Playmate that they've ever had. I think she still is. She is the biggest woman who has ever been a Playmate, and I think certainly Playmate of the Year. And also, I just loved the fact... I was telling the story earlier that for a while when she first came out, I never heard her speak for a while because I hadn't seen her on TV or whatever. And I thought she was like French or British or something just because of the way she looked. She just kind of looked so glamorous. And then the first time she spoke, she's like, you know, she's like, well, I'm from the South or wherever the hell she's from. And I was just like, whoa, what the hell? But then I just kind of liked the fact that she was so trashy. I really did like the fact that she was just such a hick in so many ways. I kind of found that to be sort of, I don't know, sort of likable in a weird way.
You know, she was fun, I'll tell you that, because she was at several premieres and award shows and stuff that I would be at, and although I never really went up and talked to her because I didn't want anything to do with her, but... You know, I mean, what was I going to say?
Sure.
What was I going to use from her? Come on. Nothing.
Totally.
Unless I was doing some kind of joke bit, I wasn't going to use anything.
Totally.
But she was always having a good time, and people around her always having a good time. She was a show in herself. She was worth the $5 admission just because she was there.
Yep. You know? Absolutely.
But no one's saying that now. Now they're talking about how, what a tragic one. Well, it is a waste and everything. I mean, I'm sorry that this is happening, but I'm getting angry at the phoniness of the accolades that are going out.
And all I have to say is this. Please, Jim Roop, I implore you. I beg of you, and I speak on behalf of Tim Riley, on behalf of Sarah Dillon and myself. Please, please, please do not in any way begin comparing her to Marilyn Monroe.
I would never say that.
Well, that's by many of your contemporaries, many of our colleagues, man, they cracked open that vial like as soon as they possibly could. You know?
I thought that vial was lost years ago.
Oh, man. I mean, maybe if, like, when she first came out that it happened, like, if she, like, in 94 when she was just the Playmate of the Year, but
well,
now
that was the buzz. The moment that reality show hit, Marilyn who? That was sorry, no connection there. Marilyn Manson, maybe.
Totally. That's okay. That's the tag. We'll go out on that. We'll go out on that peak. All right, brother. Enjoy your weekend. Now you get the Grammys on what, Sunday?
Grammys on Sunday, yeah.
I don't really care right now. Maybe I'll care Monday.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you then, brother.
All right.
There you go. There's Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Fantastic. All I know is that the police are reuniting, but I don't really care about that. All right.
Do you know anybody who cares about that?
No, the police?
Yeah.
Scott Daly probably does.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anybody. That's not true. I guess Scott Daly, who I'm guessing is a big police fan. But other than him, I don't really know anybody who's all about, like, ooh, the police. I just can't wait. I mean, who is a big police fan? That just seems... The police are one of those bands that, like, you would have to be one of those guys in High Fidelity to be into. Like, if you're one of the clerks in High Fidelity, you might be a big police fan. But probably not even then. All right, let me just take this one, like, call real quickly, and then we'll break. We'll come back with Tim Riley, Scott Daly, and the worst song ever. Don, hello.
Hey, Rick. I have got the latest definitive information on what happened to Nicole Smith.
How did I start this? What did I do started this?
This is from an impeccable source, so you can take this to the bank with you.
Okay, but before you answer this, I'm just asking, what have I done? How have I, Rick Emerson, gone wrong today in that I have now uncorked, as Tim put, this whole series of morning show calls?
I don't know, because I got out of the car for a few minutes, and it was a rational show, and then when I came back, Anna Nicole Smith had slept with her son, so...
okay, fair point. Touché.
I kind of lost it, too, along the line.
Game, set, and match, sir. Okay, go ahead.
So the impeccable information is, I was just at Starbucks, and I finished my coffee, and I looked at the bottom of the cup, and written in the grounds was, she's gone back to the mothership. That's supposed to be funny.
It didn't really work.
It didn't work. And I stayed on the line for half an hour. I thought that was so humorous.
Yeah, half an hour closer to death.
But it makes as much sense as her son's the father of her baby.
No, that's true. You know, but we're going to stick with that one. We're not going to ditch that. We're holding on to that.
Well, you know, I kind of figured watching the press conference and that coroner, he didn't sound human. He sounded pretty alien.
Dude, he looks like that junk shop guy that enslaves Anakin Skywalker in episode one. All right, brother, we got to run.
Okay.
Thank you. There you go. You, Anakin, go clean me, Padre, sir. Back after this, the Rick Emerson Show.